This is KERA. I'm Sam Baker. In this edition of Vital Signs, beer. It has health benefits, provided you don't drink too much of it. More about this with Naveen Hariprasad, a dietitian with Parkland Hospital System in Dallas.
There's a lot of studies that have shown health benefits from consuming beer in moderation, but I think it's important to keep in mind that the benefits versus the negative associations are all based on the amount of beer that you're consuming,
okay,
the frequency of consumption, as well as the circumstances.
What health benefits could there possibly be in beer?
Beer is made up of water and then grain, which would be wheat and barley, and then hops, and then yeast.
Okay.
So a standard serving of beer is 12 ounces with a 5% alcohol content, has about 1 gram of fiber. The hops is actually the preservative in beer, and it helps to cut the sweetness down in beer and provide a certain taste profile to your palate.
Okay.
It's also a source of polyphenols, which is known to lower cholesterol, has some cancer-fighting agents, as well as virus-killing compounds. The hops also helps to slow down the release of calcium from your bones, so a high level of calcium could cause kidney stones. You also have the water content of the beer, which helps to filter out your kidneys. The grain, which is the wheat and barley, is a carbohydrate, which we know provides some calories, some nutritional value, as well as B vitamins. The barley also provides soluble fiber, which is important to consider. And then the yeast is a rich source of B complex vitamins, protein, and minerals like chromium. It also contains a probiotic that can help regulate your digestive system and maintain your nervous system.
All of that in a cold one.
Exactly.
Who would have thought? But look, doesn't beer have a lot of calories?
Well, it depends. A typical regular beer ranges between 120 to 150 calories versus a lighter beer that's around 60 to 100 calories. So there's not a significant difference between calories from a regular versus light beer, but ideally you want to stick to the lighter beer just because it is a reduction in calories.
There are all sorts of beers, different types of them. Are some types better than others?
There's been some studies that have shown that certain beers like stouts, porters, and browns, which are all dark malts, contain a lot of antioxidants compared to lagers. You also have some pale ales that have a significant amount of hops per barrel compared to mass-produced lagers. The fermentation process also varies based on the type of beer, but that really affects more of the flavor profile versus the actual benefits.
And at what point is it considered overindulging on beer?
So for women, we recommend no more than one serving a day. And for men, that's 2 servings a day. So a standard serving of beer would be 12 ounces with a 5% alcohol content. So that's kind of the range that you want to stick to. And you have to also consider the same organs that could potentially benefit from beer consumption could also be negatively impacted by excess consumption of beer.
Is there any type of beer that it is absolutely best to stay away from?
Not that I've seen in the research that I've done, but like I mentioned, it's important that you focus on quality versus quantity. So, you know, you want to enjoy the beer that you're consuming, but in moderation.
Naveen Hariprasad, thank you for being with me.
Thank you so much.